Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceIQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.
News Talk 1110 WBT on a Thursday morning, and what a busy Thursday this is going to be. And I've been wanting to get our next guest on the show for a long time, and finally the schedules sync up here. When I tell you who it is, you'll understand, because she's quite the busy person at Fox News Channel. But Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and the longtime legal and Supreme Court reporter there, and really just all kinds of things because she's so multifaceted. But Shannon, welcome back to WBT.
Both, thank you so much. I feel like a little bit of a homecoming. It's great to be with you.
Well, you and I met a long time ago, many years ago, when I was actually a producer on the show that I'm now hosting, and you worked down the hall as the morning anchor for Channel 3, and we're always so gracious to all of us, and we're so good at what you did. And I told you before I brought you on here that I'm not at all surprised at what you've gone on to do there at Fox, so many great things. So congratulations on everything, and thanks for making some time.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to say that John Carter would demand that I give him all the credit for anything good that's happened to me since I was at WBTV.
Well, I see John Carter every day when I walk in, you know, around 4:30. He's usually in the lobby. I know you remember that lobby well, off the loading deck in the back. And I always say, "Mr. Carter, good morning. How you doing?" And he says, "So far, so good, Bo."
So. Yeah, I know. I mean, hey, the day has just gotten started, but you got to start somewhere.
That's
and
right.
Honestly, one of my best memories is working with John, and I truly did learn so much from him, and he's still a very good friend. So got a lot of good friends there at WBT and WBTV, and just a lot of good memories.
So let's talk about today. I mentioned you always are front and center about the Supreme Court. Before I get to the debate tonight, we have what I understand a pretty busy day for the Amy Coney Barrett proceedings. The Senate Judiciary Committee should be sending this on down the line, so to speak. Am I right about that?
You are correct. It's been teed up for this afternoon, and, you know, we've talked to a lot of folks on the committee because there have been some rumbling that Democrats may not show up or they may try to use other tactics to slow this thing down. They really don't have a lot of procedural tools left, really any, at this point. So they may be able to delay things a little bit, but Republicans, you know, being the majority party in the Senate and being the majority of that committee, are determined that they're going to get this done today.
Shannon, do you see any way this doesn't happen?
Listen, anything is possible. After the Kavanaugh hearings, I would not rule out anything. Folks may remember that he'd gotten through that initial part of those Senate hearings and looked like he was going on to, you know, a contentious but a sure thing kind of confirmation. And it wasn't until after his hearings that that letter popped up, the allegations popped up, like, oh, guess what? We still have something to discuss on this guy. So I think, you know, and I've even talked to one Republican senator on the committee in particular who's actually a little bit worried. He says, you know what? This is going so smoothly. I'm actually worried that they're going to pull something out at the last minute. And there have been reports out there accusing her of being a trustee at a school that adheres to Catholic teaching. It's being now framed as an anti-gay school or anti-LGBTQ school. Those are still within the realm of allegations or claims being made against her as a devout Catholic that that she does adhere to the church's teaching on a number of things. But absent something earth-shattering that we haven't already heard, I don't think that there's a way to stop her.
So assuming that she moves on from the vote today in committee, what do you believe the timeline of this is going to be between now and Election Day?
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is fast-tracking this baby like he said he would. He wants this done before Election Day. And so what I understand right now, procedurally, they'll take her vote to the floor on Friday. They will have some sessions, some procedural things that they do over the weekend, hoping to tee her up for a vote on the full Senate floor sometime on Monday. So that is the goal. That is the time frame they're looking at.
So here's a forward-reaching question. Assuming she gets confirmed, what do you think the narrative will be about Amy Coney Barrett in 20 years or so as it relates to the way we look at RBG or Sandra Day O'Connor? What kind of judge do you think she will be known as once she is established?
Well, I think that she tried to make very clear during her hearings that she is her own woman. She is an independent thinker. Folks, whether they agree with her philosophy or not, do say she is brilliant. Noah Feldman, a Harvard law professor who clerked with her at the court, said, listen, we were there at the same time. We definitely saw things differently, but I cannot take anything away from her when it comes to her intellect and her ability to parse very complex things and to have a very fully developed thought process of her own. I mean, he had nothing but praise for her, and we hear that from colleagues and students and people who may not be conservative or consider themselves conservative, but say, you got to give her full due for who she is. So I think it'll be very interesting to watch her develop her own style on the court. There are only 9 max at a time, well, at least for now, and yeah. They all have very distinct personalities. So I'll be interested to see. We know she's going to be very much in the vein of a Justice Scalia and that she's an originalist or a textualist. The whole time I've been covering the court for more than a decade now, there hasn't been a conservative female on the bench. The 3 females who've been on the bench while I've been covering it generally voted together in what was considered the more liberal bloc, Justices Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. So it will be interesting to me to see a conservative female jurist in the mix. I think it may change some of the conversations, the tone some of some of the arguments. And, you know, anytime you add a new personality to the court, it certainly changes things.
Talking to Shannon Bream, Fox News Channel, Fox News at Night, here on the Beau Thompson Morning Show. Now, I was looking through history, a quick thumbnail before I talk to you. If Donald Trump is reelected, he will, heading into his second term there, have 3, we assume, justices confirmed, which is, that's on the high end. I mean, if you look back in recent history, Reagan had 3, Nixon had 3, Eisenhower 4. If you really want to go back, Truman had 3, and FDR and George Washington both had 8. And we know times were much different back in the early days part of that. But, you know, this may be a dumb question, but who better to ask than you? Is there a limit on the number of nominations that a modern-day president can make?
No. I mean, as long as they hold that office as president, if an opening comes, it's within their purview per the Constitution. To put up a name, it's then up to the Senate to be the ones who advise and consent in one way or another. And sometimes that will include what you saw during 2016 when the Republicans controlled the Senate, saying our advice and consent is that you don't get to confirm this nominee, meaning President Obama and putting up Judge Merrick Garland. But there's no limit. Unless the Constitution is changed, that's the way it reads now. And, of course, if you wind up with a Biden administration, there's a lot of talk of packing the court or adding seats to the court. So it's definitely going to be a hot-button issue. Our exit polling all showed, everybody's did in 2016, that the Supreme Court was one of the top issues for voters on both sides, both Trump and Clinton voters. And I would expect that's going to be the case this time around, too.
I heard someone say the other day that there may be Trump voters out there that aren't that voted for him before but aren't so enamored with what he's done over the last 4 years, who may say, well, the litmus test for me or the reason I was going to vote for him was because of his Supreme Court nominations, and may say he's gotten 3 already, assuming ACB gets in there, and so maybe he's done what I needed him to do. I'm going to move on from him. Have you heard that line
of
thinking?
That is possible. I mean, you think that there were a lot of people who weren't sold on Hillary Clinton, weren't 100% sold on Donald Trump, but they wanted something different. They wanted a non-politician to kind of shake up the establishment and drain the swamp, so-called, you know, in Washington. So I think a lot of voters took a chance on him because they didn't feel like they had great choices either way. It'll be interesting to see whether they show up again this time, whether they stay home, whether they choose him again. You know, anecdotally, I hear from people here and there. I've got a neighbor who says, he said this, you know, around the time of impeachment, I didn't vote for him last time, but the left and the media are making me vote for him this time. You know, he was somebody who was definitely not, and it's still not a Donald Trump guy, but he said, I feel like this guy's been under attack for 4 years. I mean, and still had our economy humming before this pandemic that nobody could have predicted. So I'm interested to see how many people didn't pull the lever for him last time who say, all right, I didn't trust him, but now I'm okay with these 300 judges he put on the bench, on the federal bench. I like the deregulation. I'm a pro-life person, whatever their issue is, versus, as you said, some people who said, I'm going to take a chance on him last time, and they say, no, this guy's just too much for me. I can't do 4 more years. We'll see how it washes out.
Okay, so tonight it is the showdown, and we thought this would be number 3. It, in the end, is number 2. We know all the drama that built up to this, but Trump versus Biden, final debate. You'll be on the air tonight, I know, with coverage on Fox. What are you looking for? What do you predict here?
I think that even though we have the list of topics and they don't include Hunter Biden, you can be sure this president is going to bring up Hunter Biden. He's going to want to talk about his alleged business dealings with China and Ukraine, Kazakhstan and other places, this laptop, whether it's legit or not. I mean, there's no way the president doesn't bring that up. Now, he's getting advice from some quarters who say don't do it. Try to stick to arguing policy. You know, the economy is the one place he pulls ahead of Joe Biden. And, you know, outside advisors saying, pay attention to that poll, go there. People know that you had the economy up and running before the pandemic. And a lot of folks give you credit for that, even from the other side of the aisle. So stick to the things that are good for you. They worry that if it devolves into this fighting back and forth about Hunter Biden, that you could make Joe Biden look like a sympathetic character, that his son has struggled with substance abuse and things that a lot of people can relate to, or being worried about their child. So I think that he's going to go there. And this interesting new role with where the mics are, you know, muted for part of the time, it's going to be different than anything we've seen before.
Shannon, it's really great to talk to you. I know your time is precious, so thanks for allowing me a little bit of it. And maybe we can talk from time to time. I hope so. Thank you so much.
I would love it. Have a great day, Bo.
Between prepping ingredients, setting the table, and planning your tomorrow, sometimes you need an extra hand with dinner. Delta Faucet is here to help. Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot with Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology and fill it with the perfect amount of water. Done. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/Voice IQ to see how Voice IQ can fill your dog's bowl, wash your hands, and more.